Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Audio Mirror Podcast. And welcome to Hello NYC Part 2. This is Hope, and this podcast is going to be a continuation, obviously, of the beginning, or the first, of Hello NYC. I really hope you all enjoy it. What you'll be hearing are some clips, from... You know, as you know, in the first Hello NYC cast, you basically heard us, being Megan, her mother, and I, traveling to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City to see Maria and Lynette of the Malin Slice of Life podcast, and the rest of the Lighthouse Vocal Ensemble perform in the 10th Annual Lighthouse Vocal Ensemble Performance. You'll be hearing some highlights from the show, and some other clips that I think you all will find most interesting. Now, as Lynette explained on the Malin Slice of Life podcast, the acoustics in this hall, because it really, the ceilings are just so high, and the room is such a majestic room, that there are marble ceilings, I think, and other, and very, you know, hard surfaces. I believe it seemed to be marble to me. I could be wrong, but anyway, the surfaces definitely lended themselves to many echoes. So it was a very live experience, truly. And it was amazing. The performance was just... Well, the entire trip was just amazing. But I just want to, you know, let you all know that if you aren't, you know, into live-sounding performances, then this particular podcast is not for you. However, those of you who really don't care and that are just into music, no matter how it comes, quality, and amazing, amazing singers and voices and musicians, then please enjoy. The first piece you're going to hear is I've Got the World on a String with Maria and Lynette, featured vocal soloists.
Yeah.
Now, the piece that you just heard, actually, was nearing the end, actually, of the concert. This was sort of, you know, winding down the evening and, not really winding down, I guess, but it was definitely, that was sort of approaching the end. There was one more part, I believe, after that, but it was getting, it was drawing near to the end. There were a few more selections after that. And it was just, it was a phenomenal evening. And it doesn't end there. The next bit you will hear is Megyn Kelly and I completely frantic in search of the mysterious Lynette and Maria, because we were just frantic. We didn't think we would find them, because we didn't for a while, and then we thought we were going to be separated, and oh, goodness. It was a time for a few minutes there. There was truly mounting concern, bordering on panic, at least on my end, although I tried to keep it relatively calm. I was just so nervous, and I was just totally on this adrenaline rush because, you know, the entire weekend was just that way for me. I had flown for the first time. I came, you know, I had never done anything like that in life, as you know, from the first podcast. So, yes, I was a little nervous, but in a very good way. Megyn was as well. She was definitely, well, as you'll hear, at the time she was holding the recorders. She had both of them, because I knew if I had one, it wouldn't be good. So I entrusted my Olympus to her for the time being, in case she saw one of them before I did. Now, why we just couldn't both record, I wasn't thinking, clearly. I just said, take this. Now, Megan's aunt is here, along with Megan's mother, and Megyn and I. So you will now hear, you know, four of us instead of just two. Because her aunt kindly joined us. And that was good, because we needed a second person.
All right. Yeah, we're going to try to run and get ketchup.
Okay, we'll meet you.
All right.
Wait, we have to be together to do this. Okay. Because we need to be like...
Right.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I do follow you.
my computer. I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
My program just kind of barely.
Where is my program? That would just be like...
Just don't tell her why. Just tell her Megan is here and she wants to say hi.
Okay, like,
yeah, she knows I'm here.
She knows Megan.
I'm not surprised.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I think I'm recording still and I think I've taken up but are you recording with like...
I have bought the Olympus in my hand with the microphone. I'm going to actually stop it and then restart it.
I would like to thank whomever it was that very kindly directed us in that particular direction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment.
I know where you're going.
Most certainly did. Oh, that's just, you know, a moment that I shall never forget. It was truly a momentous occasion. A truly momentous, momentous time. It was, I mean, words can't express. After this lovely meeting, we all, as you know, went to dinner to the California Pizza Kitchen. And you heard little bits of that on the Malin Slice of Life podcast as well. And we just had an amazing evening. It was just truly a fantastic and wonderful experience the entire trip. I feel incredibly lucky to have had the opportunity to experience New York City the way that I did, especially because it was, my first experience. And so my first impressions were nothing but, you know, dazzled ones, because the entire trip was just dazzling to me. Not just because I went to New York City, although that alone is, in itself is quite an experience, but not only did I go to New York City, I stayed on Long Island, and then I went into Manhattan itself, and I went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And I got to, you know, witness and watch and listen to an amazing performance. But above all else, I got to meet some amazing people. And, you know, all this has left a truly lasting impression upon me. Even going back and reviewing the clips that I was going to add for this, that I'm, you know, that I've added in this podcast, it's It's all still very dreamlike for me, but I know that it's real because I have recordings. But it dazzles me just to listen to it again. I will not forget it. Now, the train ride back to Long Island was a most interesting train ride. We did end up taking the train from Penn Station, again, back to Long Island. And it was a late night train. We actually left at 12:18, which was in the a.m. So I guess it would have technically been Saturday morning. And what a ride home it was. It was most interesting.
Welcome to another train ride. Listen, that's all I've got to say. You so can.
We're in for the movie.
What?
Oh, tickets.
Oh my gosh!
Kim's got all the tickets. Kim's up there.
That's bad.
That's cool.
All right.
Wow.
I thought Kim would take care of all the tickets today.
You don't have all the tickets?
What happened?
Where'd that wall come from?
I have used that before. But not in that case. I'm just to be clear, like, you know, when you're running through a wall.
Yeah, I do that.
Just a minute?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. We'll leave your tickets right over here. There you go. Thank you.
Put your ticket on the side.
Yeah, I got all your tickets. You'll be on the side.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Gonna wait a while in Jamaica. In Oyster Bay. You're gonna make Mineola. Oh, you're gonna
Mineola.
Run Mineola. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, you wait long. Yeah, Mineola? $11.
Wow, did somebody?
Yeah, I was gonna say, you wait the bay, that's like 105.
Oh, well, then you just stopped off.
Yeah, you're gonna be able to wait. Yeah, we make the Mineola. Hold on.
So, anyway. So, what? Oh my gosh. Do that kind of thing all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, you never know, like,
Just
I see my little cousin today. She's 18. She's like, no joke. When I stand up, she's like, right here. She's so tiny. She's so loud. She can fight a 20-foot
Napoleon
come down to me. We used to go to the same place. That's my cousin right there. It's been acting like real talk. She was saying, even before I even knew what mom was, she was like, hey, baby, I can't kill you. I saw her after. She ran up. That's my cousin. That's my cousin. I just felt like a father. She had a little light shirt on. You know, man. She had a little dress now. I seen her grow up. Like, this is my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? She had a little tattoo on. I'm like, come on. I just felt so, like, father figure-ish. Like, it was really close. I'm like, you're my brother. I had to catch myself, like,
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I
mean,
she was a sucker.
I really hope so.
Uh-huh. She's on my nerves.
We had an amazing day. So this, because it's recording. So, yeah, we're on the train.
Yeah. And we had a wonderful day.
It was a beautiful evening.
It was just really, really, really awesome. It was the best evening I've had in quite some time.
I agree.
This has just been the best weekend I've had in quite some time as well. So.
It's not even over yet.
Yeah. You have more than 24 hours to go.
Exactly.
That's just awesomeness.
It is. And I'm closer than... I'm like... Because I figured it out. And I figured it out because of the pilot.
Yeah.
There's Ohio, and then there's Pennsylvania. And then there's, like, you go through Pennsylvania, and then there's New York.
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm only two states away, if you look at it that way.
Yeah. I know, like, parts of New York, you know, you can get cut through, like... Okay, I just lost my train of thought. Something about cut through Pennsylvania from New York, and then there's Ohio, so that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Because that's what we did. We just kept going east when we...
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
What up, man? You know what I'm knowing.
I am so glad that that's supposed to be English. Okay, I don't mind talking so much now. Like, I don't care before.
Yeah.
But now, like, we have sort of a modicum.
I mean, that's true. I was, like, totally nothing.
It's okay. I'm just getting more than we did.
Jamaica. This is the train to Ronkonkoma.
I'm glad we didn't go from Stony Brook. It would have been a very long journey.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to it because it's like where I'm talking about, because it's actually close to my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 5 minutes instead of close to 20, but
right.
It's just nice.
Yeah, I got you.
Why are they stopping at Hillside Support Facility at midnight?
Oh.
That's like where the train people get off when their train stops. I wonder what time this guy gets in. This train gets in. This guy gets in. This train gets in. Whatever.
I'm gonna check the audio roll and see what's recorded actually. And then come back. I think I have it on the Olympus though.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna
yes, wait. You do because you took out the Olympus.
Yeah, no, because I put it on top of the thing. I just don't know how much of the Olympus recorded. I can check though. No.
My back is like
out. Yeah. Where I put the binaurals in for a minute.
Oh, awesome. I'm like, gradually declining.
Uh-huh. Fresh tomorrow, and we'll be like, oh my gosh.
I'm gonna put my heart on my keychain. I mean, actually, I don't have my keys with me anymore. Well, I do have them, but they're not the ones. want a DS, like a 320.
Me too. I think I'm gonna get.
They're adorable.
They're just so cool. I want to get that, and I want to get my normal mic. So you can, and the cool thing with the 420M is that you can use it as a filter too if you want.
I know. Which is cool, because you can like listen to podcasts and Audible. I don't know if you can listen to Audible.
I don't think
you can listen to Audible, but you can listen to podcasts. And... Oh, there's such MP3 file.
Why are you saying
that
you could listen to
It is so bizarre.
Well, we can't go far. So, it's all up or down.
bathroom. Yeah, I forgot there are restrooms on the train, but
Yeah. Wow, there's an actual bell.
They're so young and they're all too serious.
Oh,
that's too serious, man. I'm 42 years old. I got more life in me than they
did. Oh, well, you know, hey. That's cool. Hey, you got the good, you got a good
outlook then.
Yeah. That's cool.
Something in the morning, probably, by this point, things sounded very amusing, and to both of us, it sounded very musical. We were finding all manner of musical sounds on that train ride home, and that was just one of them. It was just quite amusing, the entire trip home. So now I'm sure that you all are going, I didn't hear what you heard. You just had to be there. But you know what? I still say it sounded like bagpipes. So there. I certainly hope that you have enjoyed this podcast. I truly did enjoy creating it and going back over the memories of that very memorable weekend. It's like looking at, I guess, to the side of the world, looking at photos or things like that. It's just, it's cool. Okay, so, if you would like to contact me, you can call the newly acquired K7 line. Hooray! I now have a new K7 number. The number is 206-339-6199. You can also email me on, any of the Blind Cool Tech lists. You can also email Music of Hope. That's one word. All lowercase. At Buckeye-Express.com. You see, it is so distressing that it just comes out. You can visit the blog page at musicofhope.libsyn.com. And, wow, there are a lot of ways to contact me, so feel free to do so, if you so desire. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Take care. And for those of you who are curious, by the way, this is completely off topic, but I meant to mention it before and did not. So, in my usual Hope way, I'm going to mention it just somewhere. Slantia is what I sort of said at the end of my Celtic part three, podcast, which means blessings. And that's in Gaelic, I believe. And, that's the only word I know, sadly. I might know more and just don't know that I know more. I don't know. Anyway, that is what that word means, for those who might have been curious. All right, everyone. Take care.